welcome to our third podcast.
Oh, B, come on.
Yeah, third time lucky, hopefully. Don't know why I'm saying that, but
what? Third time lucky what?
I don't know. Yeah, we've got a very special thing to start off the show this week. It's not a song, like, we do...
It's a little bit, little bits of songs. Anyway, yeah. I'll leave it to Charlie. Charlie's going to explain.
Oh, wow. We have permission to play any Fallout Boy song we like. So we chose three that we like, and it's up to you to choose between them. And we are aware of the lack of communication of our, like, 10 listeners and us.
Yeah.
But please communicate. It's up to you to choose which songs you want. And here's the first song.
That was all of
the gin joints
in the world.
Fallout Boy off from the cork. What's it called?
From Under the Cork Tree.
That's the one.
From Under the Cork Tree. That was the first tune. If you want that, text Fallout Boy 1 to 87932. This don't really. You'll be wasting your money. Don't. This is the next track. That was TTM HJM MLO TTDT.
Tell that Mick he just made my list of things to do today.
Yeah, and that was track two. So if you want track two, you have to tell us.
Yeah, usual email address mainstra-emo at hotmail.com, or we have a MySpace page, myspace.com/mainstra-emo. Anyway, here's the third choice. Down it's in kerosene. Come speed on bridges with me,
just to keep us warm. So yeah, that was the third and final track that you can vote for.
Nobody Puts Baby in the Corner off the acoustic EP. The Hearts Will Always Be the B-side to My Tongue.
Or To The Tongue, I think.
To The Tongue.
Whatever.
Well, I hope it is. The same. We've got some comments from people.
A few comments. Not enough, really. But
not on any of the topics we asked them.
Yeah. We feel a bit. We don't feel the love that much. I mean, there are some good people out there who've sent us nice messages, but we need some more love.
Like Earl. Yeah. He sent us a nice message. Apparently, he's 100 years old. He's from Maryland. Nice to get in touch. It's quite good to see that old people are listening to emo.
So yeah, thanks, Earl. We just want to say a quick hello to Claire, who is using our podcast to spread the word of mainstreamo to hardcore and every cliche subgenre in between to her new university friends. So we just want to say hello to Claire and all of her friends at UEA. Big up Norwich.
Ooh, yeah. Norwich. We've got another one from Naomi in Hungary. Budapest.
That's mad. She lives in Budapest.
That's crazy.
Or Budapest. Let us know. Is it Budapest? Budapest.
Sorry, I said that in quite an American way.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how you say it. Bina said hello. Or B.
B.
B or Bina. Thanks. We have some Panic at the Disco coming up later on. We're going for a more mainstreamo show today, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've got some Panic.
Last week was quite hardcore.
Yeah. A lot of the weeks have been hardcore.
Yeah.
But we've got some Panic at the Disco coming up later on. And also, I want to say a very big hello to Millie, who tracked me down on MySpace, which is, you know, it's what MySpace is all about. So that's cool. And we just want to say hello. And thanks for listening. Thanks to everyone who actually listens. But we have a request.
We request that you please spread the word.
Yeah.
We've been trying, but no one seems to listen to us. Maybe they will listen to you.
Yeah.
And also, please remember to vote in our Fall Out Boy voting thing.
So otherwise it just doesn't work, and then we'll end up choosing the track, and then, you know... So yeah, like, we want you to try and get one person, one of your friends, your neighbour, mum, dad.
Yeah.
Just another, one other person to listen to a podcast. That's a challenge. We're going to go into a song now. It's by a band called Seosin. In with Bury Your Head. If you're in London, or in fact if you're in England, they're supporting Coheed No. Coheed aren't here yet. They're coming though. I'm going to see them. So is Charlie.
At the Astoria.
At the Astoria. It's going to be mad. It's going to be good.
I've never seen them before.
Who?
Coheed.
Haven't you?
No.
No way.
No.
That's mad. I've seen them 4 times.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen If You Cry 4 times. Wow. Sorry.
Anyway, we won't bore you with this any longer. We just want to say a quick hello
to
to our friend
Martina
Butler.
I would say we could call her a friend because she was very nice to us.
She sent us a well nice email.
She said we were adorable.
Yeah, even though like we were kind of taking the piss a little bit
and saying she was a sellout.
Yeah,
which she kind of is
still,
but she is 15 and I reckon it's a bit okay to be a sellout when you're 15.
Yeah.
Because, well, when I was 15, cash was, you know.
Yeah, you didn't have a lot of money, really. But the only thing I'm slightly confused about is why acne cream? Because she doesn't have acne, and you know.
Yeah, that's quite weird, actually. She doesn't have acne, unless. She uses the cream and therefore stops it.
Mm. Maybe. But Martina, if you want to get in touch, you know, we could do a little transatlantic emo thing.
Chit chat.
Yeah.
Chit chat, not emailed.
Yeah.
Vocal thing.
Yeah. Cool. So you get in touch because we're big fans of Emo Girl Talk. And we think that it's pretty cool that you're going to be on MTV.
Yeah. Even though they wanted you to interview some hip-hop acts.
Yeah.
What's up with that, eh?
But watch out! Watch out, though. MTV, sometimes, they're all in it for the money, you know. Watch out. MTV, it's the man. I mean, not the man as in a good way, as in, like, what they used to say in the 60s, you're working for the man or whatever.
Yeah, so you want to watch your back.
Yeah, and, at all times. They're out for you.
Watch out for that. What's his name?
Carson Daly.
Carson Daly. He will stab you in the back first chance he gets.
He'll see you as up and coming star,
and he'll just
be like, "No, I'm not gonna allow emo girl." He doesn't talk like that. I've never met him. I don't know, but like, I'm guessing that's what he talks like. Kind of like on telly, he speaks really nice. Like behind the stage, like. I'm gonna kill the emo girl.
We've all seen Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah, brilliant film. Anyone wants to see a good film?
Watch it. Just ignore all the blatant advertisements.
Yeah, but that kind of makes it really good, I think. and it's got some top quality tunes in it. A lot like this next song. Am I correct, Charlie?
Yes.
The next song.
You are correct.
Yeah, it's Panic at the Disco with... Lying is the most fun a girl can have without taking her clothes off. Great name, great song.
I'm not sure I really agree with that name.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out right now.
Talk about afterwards.
Is it still me that makes you sweat? Am I who you think about in bed? When the lights are dim and your hands are shaking as you're sliding off your dress. Think of what you did and how I hope to God he was worth it. When the lights are dim and your heart is racing as your fingers touch your skin. I got more wit, a better kiss, hotter touch, a better fuck than any boy you'll ever meet, sweetie, you had me. Girl, I was it, look past the sweat, a better love deserving of exchanging body heat in the passenger seat. No, you know it will always just be me. Let's get these teen hearts beating faster. So testosterone boys and hold the queen girls. Will you dance to this beat and hold the rubber claws? So testosterone boys and hold the queen girls. Will you dance to this beat and hold the rubber claws? So I guess we're back to class. So cameraman, swing the focus. In case I lost my train of thought, where was it that we last left on? Pick up. Now I do recall we were just getting to the part where the shock sets in and the stomach acid finds a new way to make you get sick. I hope you didn't expect to get all of the attention. Let's not get selfish, did you really think I'd let you kill this chorus?
Let's get these teen hearts beating faster. So testosterone boys and hold the queen girls. Will you dance to this beat and hold the rubber claws? So testosterone boys and hold the queen girls. Will you dance to this beat and hold the rubber claws? Dance to this beat. Dance to this beat. Dance to this beat.
Let's get these teen hearts beating faster. Let's get these teen hearts beating faster. I've got more wit, a better kiss, hotter touch, a better fuck than any boy you'll ever meet, sweetie, you had me. Girl, I was it, looked past the sweat, better love, deserving of exchanging body heat in the passenger seat. No, 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 you know it will always just be me.
Let's get these teen hearts beating faster, faster. So testosterone, boys, and look when girls, will you dance to this beat and hold on with us? So testosterone, boys, and look when girls, will you dance to this beat and hold on with us? So testosterone, boys, and harlequin girls, dance to this beat. So testosterone, boys, and harlequin girls, dance to this beat.
So yeah, that was Panic at the Disco. I think it's a pretty cool name. Chai disagrees.
Well, no. I think it is a cool name, but I don't agree with the name. I think there's a lot more things you can do that are more fun than lying, really. Like, you could play Cluedo, Monopoly, Sudoku. Was it Sudoku?
Sudoku.
Sudoku. I solved my first one the other day.
Well done.
It took me like 6 hours. It was really pointless. Cool.
Sudoku's lame, man.
Brace yourself! Oh, is that time on the podcast already, people?
That was well lucky, because, like, seriously, all the Sudoku talk, just thought we were going to, like, lose everyone, seriously. Brace yourself! Whoa! Yeah, man, they need to chill out, seriously.
The bled, man, just, like, getting well vexed at us.
Yeah, anyway.
Like, vex.
Don't use that word.
Why not?
So, next up is... It's that time of the podcast where we tell you the one...
Our non-emo recommendations of the week. Let's go.
Yeah, my emo recommendation of the week is the Postal Service Give Up. It's basically, you know the lead singer of Death Cab? He, like, got together with this guy.
What's the guy called?
I don't know. Drummer guy, I don't know. He makes the drums for the beats. It's like techno... It's like Death Cab put to kind of like techno electronica beats. It's wicked, and basically they like sent each other the stuff, like via the post.
Cool.
So yeah, that's pretty cool. And my non-emo recommendation of the week is going completely. It's just so non-emo, but it's an amazing album. It's a Ghostface Killah's album, Supreme Clientele. It's pretty old. I know it's a random choice, but quite a few years ago, I was well into hip hop, and it's a classic album. And I highly recommend it. Anyway, Charlie, go.
My recommendation of the week is Rival Schools United by Fate. It's a pretty old school emo album. It was five members from five different emo bands. All their bands split up. They got together, made this one amazing album. It's really good. And then they split up, which is quite annoying. It's a shame there isn't five bands like Rival Schools. They then split up and formed together, making an even more amazing album.
Like a big spider web.
And just slowly getting better to make the perfect emo album. Maybe that'll happen.
I heard, sorry to interrupt, but I heard the lead singer of what was that band? Rival Schools, there we go. Got it in the end. Woo! Yeah. I do know what I'm talking about. He's producing an album by Cars as Weapons. They're Nobon. Where are they? Nowhere.
I've never heard of them ever.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't even heard of them. Who?
What?
Let's go.
My non-emo recommendation of the week is the original soundtrack from the film The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. It's very quirky. It's got loads of David Bowie and tracks by these two guys, Sven Libeck and Mark Mothersbaugh or Berg. He's this like 7-year-old Australian man, or I'm not sure he's that old, but he sits in like his room and makes these little like quirky, nice electronica songs. Yeah. They're really good. There's like two tracks that are quite shit. There's this cool guy called Su Jorge on there, who's this Portuguese guy, and he sings those David Bowie songs in Portuguese.
Cool.
It's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, so check him out. Tell us what you think. Do we know what we're talking about? Yes? No? Listen to our recommendations and get back to us.
Go and buy. It's the holiday season. Yeah. Say in America, here we just say Christmas.
Buy your one of your parents an emo album, pretending that you think they might like it, then just steal it off them.
Genius, Nathan.
Just, you know, perfect opportunity to listen to some new music. Next, Charlie, is emo quotes of the week. Yeah. Do you want to go first?
I would. Usually go ladies first, but I'll go first.
Thanks. Oh. Ooh, a casting cordizing to wells that hold our dream. Casting cordizing to wells that hold our dream.
Absolute genius there from Mr. Sanchez himself. I saw from Crossing the Frame from Coding Cambridge.
Off new album.
New album?
Yeah.
Yes, the latest. It's not so brand spanking new anymore. But anyway, what's your emo quote, Nathan?
It's this.
Woo!
So yeah, that was Poison the Well with the brilliant quote, "Why do your eyes hypnotise me?" I think that's pretty emo in like a nice way, but shouted, so it's...
Yeah, if you check out the lyrics to the whole of that song, it's actually a really nice love song, but it's like he shouts really meanly.
Yeah, it's a wicked song.
Yeah.
It's called Nerdy. It's off like one of their older albums. And go and check out Poison the Well, because they're a wicked band. We're gonna leave with a song now, aren't we?
Yeah. We don't know what song.
We don't know what song. Wait, let's just go and find out. Listen to this while we find out what song we're gonna play.
Just need a little bit more time, so just listen to
more classics.
More classics. Finally chose a song, Scary Kids, What's Up Now.
Yeah, but before we play it, just want to say thanks. Get in contact.
I remember the Fallout Boy thing. The choices were Nobody Puts Baby in the Corner, Acoustic, Tell That Mick, he just made my list of things to do today, and of all the gin joints in the world, three.
Yeah.
Old, new, Acoustic.
One, two, or three. This is Scary Kids, Scaring Kids. With What's Up Now. See you next time.
Goodbye.